Yay, the Super Bowl, the final championship game of the sport, is an American event like no other. It combines the drama of sports, the universal appeal of music, the power of advertising, and a healthy dose of patriotism. For Americans, the Super Bowl is more than just a game, and that's the subject of this new episode of the MyWin podcast. The first Super Bowl was held on January 15, 1967. It was the result of the merger of the National Football League, NFL, and the American Football League, AFL, and was originally called the AFL-NFL World Championship Game. It was held in LA, California. In the 1970s, two teams began to dominate, the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. The Cowboys and Dolphins together won 7 of the 10 Super Bowls in that decade. The NFL also relies on the growing fame of its top players, including Terry Bradshaw, Walter Payton, and O.J. Simpson. The 1980s saw the rise of even more big city teams, such as the New York Giants, Chicago Bears, Washington Redskins, and San Francisco 49ers, all of whom won at least one Super Bowl during the decade. If Americans are used to supporting the underdog in sports and perhaps in life in general, I mean, think about Donald Trump, they also like heroes. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is now considered the greatest player to ever play the position, having won 5 Super Bowls. Super Bowl also highlights America's fascination with celebrities and television. With access to a huge television audience that they couldn't get anywhere else, advertisers saw the Super Bowl as a unique opportunity to sell their products and brands and hired celebrities like Snoop Dogg or Britney Spears, to name a few. But Super Bowl ads may have reached their creative peak in 1984 when Apple introduced the Macintosh computer to the world. Directed by Ridley Scott, the innovative Apple commercial became a phenomenon and is still considered one of the best commercials of all time. The Super Bowl is almost always an entertaining sporting event. At its core, it is pure Americana. Watching it provides a good glimpse into some of the values that Americans hold dear and what makes the US what it is today. Some are even calling for making the day after the Super Bowl a holiday. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the MyWin podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.